This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
911, get on top of Over the Top. Find out next on the E911 Talk Podcast, episode 173, recorded Sunday, November 24th, 2013.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Chief Architect for Worldwide Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
Technology changes on a daily basis. It seems that every week someone comes out with the better mousetrap that will save time, save money, or improve efficiency. CIOs and technology managers are challenged not only with keeping up with today's innovations, but understanding where their network will be 5 years out and what the requirements of the users will be. For those responsible of building and engineering our nation's emergency services network, they're faced with a special challenge. If they don't plan correctly, or if they underestimate, people's lives become at stake. One of the challenges that technologists are faced with is the enormous change in the way that we communicate with each other. The days of calling someone are quickly sunsetting. This is backed by statements made at the Federal Communications Commission, as reported in the No Jitter blog by Eric Krapf. I've got links to that article in my blog at avaya.com/Fletcher. One point that must be considered is the effective handling of emergency calls. Now, it's no great secret that today's emergency communications network is built upon an antiquated TDM architecture that's capable of carrying voice only. And in order to provide any additional capability, a new IP network will be required, as noted by Bandwidth's Steve Leonard in his post on Light Reading. But will it? While certainly a new Emergency Services IP network, or ESINet, will provide intelligent connectivity between public safety and the public requesting service, we may just be able to take one giant step over the existing network with a technology architecture aptly called Over the Top, or OTT. Now, many of us already use an over-the-top technology today, and these services have been instrumental in providing access to new technologies such as voice over IP for telephony services. It's called over-the-top for one simple reason. Simply put, you purchase or lease a data circuit and then deploy telephony services over the top of that data facility, effectively circumventing the telephone company. Now, new technologies like WebRTC will allow additional services to ride on top of over-the-top networks. A good example of this is next-generation 911 services. While it's generally accepted, according to just about anyone at the recent WebRTC 3 conference and expo that was held in Santa Clara, California, OTT telephony is going to revolutionize the way we communicate with people that we do business with and their call centers. And it became quite clear to me that over-the-top can also revolutionize, while minimizing the time to delivery, next-generation 911 emergency services to existing public safety networks before next-gen 911 is formally deployed. If we take a look at smart devices today, there's really no reason why we can't utilize simultaneously the legacy 911 network as well as existing IP networks, allowing calls to reach 911 centers, while additional information is pushed out over the top to the 911 center in a separate path. Common data correlation logic can then be utilized at the emergency call center that allows them to bridge the additional multimedia data with the voice call from the legacy network, starting with something as simple as telephone number correlation and then moving it forward to a more discrete reference, such as a device MAC address, will be key to linking what are today disparate data sources. While the legacy 911 network was designed to associate a particular caller with pre-provisioned information in a database, next generation 911 adds the ability for the caller to provide real-time information themselves. The use of WebRTC is a step in the right direction, as it will provide the all-important data channel that is missing in legacy communications today. The Avaya Podcast Network has some great interviews from this event, and you can go to our landing page at avaya.com/APN and click on the links for WebRTC. Additionally, my presentation on WebRTC and emergency services will be available soon for download. This episode of E911 Talk is brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Jean-JT Turjan. Producer and Latin American correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. The APN legal correspondent is Martha Beyer. And of course, the official APN voice dude is Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN Program and Creative Director. Be sure to check out all of our content on avaya.com/APN. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.